还有山下，安静的安，夏天的夏。你正在听到的是听歌学英语，用一首歌的时间学习超实用的发音规则技巧，可以提高你的口语和听力哦。今天来学一首超级经典的入门级别英文歌，非常励志的歌曲 Trouble is a friend。 歌名当中的连读 Trouble is a friend， 麻烦是朋友，所以不要害怕麻烦，应该学会如何跟麻烦相处，如何做朋友。我们先来听一下歌曲，听完之后学习一下歌词里的发音规则跟技巧。看一下第一小段， Trouble will find you no matter where you go. Trouble will find you no matter where you go. Trouble will find you, find you. 加 z 同化成 j. Trouble will find you, trouble will find you, trouble will find you no matter where you go. Trouble will find you.No matter where you go. 无论你走到哪里，麻烦都会找上你。No matter if you're fast, no matter if you're slow. No matter if you're fast, no matter if you're slow. No matter if, no matter if you're fast, no matter if you're fast, no matter if you're slow.No matter if you, matter if you, 都是连读。No matter if you're fast, no matter if you're fast, fast 这个 t 可以爆破掉。No matter if you're slow, no matter if you're, 也是一样的规则。No matter if you're fast, no matter if you're slow, no matter if you're fast,No matter if you're slow. 无论你快也好，慢也罢，它如影随形。The eye of the storm wanna cry in the morn. The eye of the storm wanna cry in the morn. The eye of, the eye of, 都是外加 z 连读。The eye of, the eye of, 前面的 the,是因为 I 是一个元音的音素开头，所以读 the 而不读 the， 读 the 的同时伴随着外加 z 连读 the eye of the eye of， 但演唱的时候 the eye of the 这个地方没有做击穿连读 the eye of the storm wanna cry in the morn crying crying 也是外加 z 连读。The eye of the storm wanna cry in the morn. 暴风雨肆虐后的清晨，你在哭泣。You're fine for a while, but you start to lose control. You're fine for a while. You're fine for a while, but you start to lose control. You're fine for a while, but you start to lose control. For 连读 But you 这个地方没有同化而是 but 包括掉了 But you start to lose control Start to 两个 t 读一个 You're fine for a while You're fine for a while But you start to lose control
你刚消停转眼却又开始失去掌控整体读一下这一段
Trouble will find youNo matter where you go. No matter if you're fast, no matter if you're slow. The eye of the storm wanna cry in the morn. You're fine for a while, but you start to lose control.
以上你听到的是 Trouble is a Friend 这首歌曲当中的一小部分的讲解。整首歌曲的歌词还是蛮长的，有几段那么多。值得一提的是，整首歌曲当中出现了几次的击穿连读。如果你还不知道什么时候产生击穿连读，一定要去看一下干货资料。完整教学版已经同步上线，欢迎关注微信公众号安夏说英语，关注之后回复听歌学英语，可以获取所有歌曲的完整教学版的收听方式，也可以获取翻译规则的干货资料。下期不见不散，拜拜。